100 Word Stories. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. This is Weekly Challenge 265, where I post a topic and then challenge you to come up with a 100 Word Story based on that topic. The topic this week was, well, it was a list of topics, and you got to pick two. Ink cartridge, crazy, a new beginning, scream, school time, daddy, I can't wait till, rum, monopoly, and thumbs. That's a lot of topics. And a lot of stories came in on, well, you'll see. I'm going to go ahead and start sharing them with you. The first one is by our good friend Tom. I wonder what Tom's come up with. No better time than the present to start, so let's go right on ahead. Tom, share us your story.
Hello, night people. Tom here with a challenge update. Master TJ is now a golden monkey. He is too shy of 100 stories in a row. We have passed the 2,800 story level, and in 20 short weeks, we will pass the 3,000 level. Both Danny and AM have entered the top 30. A bit of trivia. The author with the longest run in the top 10 is Caleb with 254. The author with the shortest run in the top 10 was Jeff from Greater Heights with 5. Tonight's story is called, I Got All 4 Railroads. How could I possibly come in last place? Oh, those crazy Rice students are at it again. This time it's extreme monopoly. The uptick is, funny money has been replaced with real money. And the downtick is, it's now a drinking game. Land on a property, do a shot of rum and Coca-Cola. Alpha Omega House is semi-sponsoring the event along with Rudy Bail Bondsman. 200 yards of polypropylene has been duct taped to the entire bottom floor. The brothers from Chi Delta will have their 1920 ambulance parked in front in case we have to make a quick run to RCM. Let the good times roll!
Thank you, Tom. Although, I hate to point out, Rice doesn't have a Greek system. Yeah, they have residential college. But I like the story. Maybe it's in an alternate universe where Rice had a Greek system and I wound up dead from drinking too much, trying to pledge. Oh, as opposed to just drinking too much, trying to be a jackass. Let's not go there. Oh, next story is by Zach Mann. Let's hear what he's got on the subject of, well, I don't know which two he picked.
He walked into the school and heard someone inside the vice principal's office scream, I'm not the one who's crazy! You're the one who's crazy! Oh, Daddy, thumbs up for bringing me the ink cartridges before school time. We need to print flyers for our Monopoly tournament. This job has been a new beginning for me. I can't wait until I introduce you to my supervisor who's currently practicing for his Suicidal Tendencies tribute band. I'll take you out for supper to celebrate, and I'll buy you Malibu rum, but I hope you can stop at just two.
Dude, did you get all of those in there? Oh, impressive. Packed them all in. Well, I guess we can keep this topic for next week. No, just kidding. I don't think many people like this topic. There actually weren't that many stories in this week. I feel kind of... Maybe everyone was just too excited now or worried about the rapture and they knew that they wouldn't hear them. I don't know. Things have been kind of weird recently, I guess. Hopefully we'll get some new people in, you know, before the ones that are taken up. You know, I mean, thank you, Zach, man, but I don't want you to go. Thank goodness we have... Daniel W. I don't know if I can say his whole name. I always put first name and initial, and then like if they want to have their whole name in there, you know, completely embarrass themselves. But then again, there's the link in the poll. If they give me the link, people will know whatever name is up there, and I gotta click on that. Stop complaining. Share the story. All right. Well, let's welcome Daniel and see what story he has on all these freaking topics.
A Time for Everything by Daniel Worthington. I can't wait until school time, she said. You realize you can jump ahead, right? I generally skip school time, until I need knowledge, that is. Wish I could avoid work time as easy. I do things in natural order, you know that. Seriously, love, why don't you choose to live in an era before time travel was invented? You'd fit in better there. Her fingers caressed my cheek. Because I'd never see you again. How does she do that? Say the right words without several trial runs. I will never understand her, and I will always love her. I know. I've checked.
Oh, good first effort. Wonderful. I love time travel stories, especially when they're silly. Thank you, Daniel. And I guess we now know you're Daniel Worthington. Okay, everybody, look that up in Google. Find him on Google Maps. Let's send him canned ham. Actually, can you actually send people canned ham? Is there sendmecannedham.com? Or is it .net? I'm not sure. Which cat is that? Somebody's thirsty. Hello, boo. Yeah. He's got a little cut on his chin. I've been trying to put stuff on it. Long time ago, he had a thing on his chin that really just... had to drain that sucker. Blech. Yeah, I know. You want to know that, huh? Hey, you get you know, splatter out over the plate. Gross. Yeah, you don't want to hear that crap. Next up, we have Chris the Nuclear Kid, who was slightly unclear on the challenge of, you know, put two topics in one sort. He went and did two stories. So this is going to be exciting. That's okay. If you want to do two stories, you want to do 10 stories, you want to do 100? Okay, if you do 100, if you could just, you know, record them yourself. So we've got two stories that I got to hand to the midget, so I'd better get out of the midget's way. Maybe he has a cut I need to check. Okay, here we go. The midget's ready. He's giving me the thumbs up. He's doing other disgusting things. I'd better just hand to him.
Sam, my mom called. We had just moved into a three-story house. I went downstairs to help Mom unpack. It would be a new beginning. Later that day, I went up to explore the third floor of the house. There was a long hallway with two rooms on each side. At the end of the hall, there was a door. I went and opened it. There was a ladder connected to the wall of the room. I looked up and saw a door, like you would see on the bottom of a treehouse. I pushed. Locked.
Scary. Oh, wait, there's one more story. Okay, midget, no, read that one. No, that one.
I went back downstairs. Hey, Mom, do you have the key to the attic? Yes, why? She replied. I wanted to see what's up there. Okay, one second, she said. A little while later, she handed me a key. Thanks, Mom. You're welcome, she replied. I went back to the attic door. Okay, here goes nothing. I unlocked the door and went in. It was dark and cold in the attic, but then I saw a game. Monopoly. I reached out to take the box, but I could not touch it. It was like a ghost. Well, darn.
Oh, no. Now the ghost of the Monopoly Man is going to come. Ah! Thank you, Chris the Nuclear Kid. Hey, you know, Beware the Hairy Mango has been doing stories every day this month. They're trying to catch up with me, but they never will. They do have a story about the Monopoly Man, and it's pretty funny. Actually, all of his stories are funny. You should go check them all out. And you should check out all of your own podcasts, too. No one ever sends me promos for their podcasts. Well, some of them put them in the weekly challenge, but if you've got a promo, go ahead and send it. Oh, and if you've recorded yourself saying, keep it brief, send that in too. I've got quite a few. In fact, I'm going to read out who's already sent them in here. Let's see. Podcast. And if I don't call out your name, that means I've lost it. So you need to send it in again. I've got TJ Amon. I've got Norval Joe. I've got Zach Mann. And I've got Steven the Nuclear Man. So if you're one of those, like, you don't need to send it in again. But if you aren't, and you're like, hey, where did you do it? I'm admitting that I suck, and I'm badly organized. And could you send it again? So, yeah. All right, I've got another story here. This one's by Danny, and he's sharing good news. If you read the comments from last week, you know what the good news is. I know it spoils it for you. But no, he's got good news. And maybe if you have good news, you can put that in the comments. And if you have good news razors, well, I don't know. Anyway, here's Danny's story.
Hello, hello. Danny Dwyer here with Weekly Challenge 265. And I decided to pick the following two from the list, A New Beginning and Daddy. And the story is about little Frederick, the Maltese dog I just adopted last weekend. And here's our story. I anxiously looked out the back window. Terry had just pulled into the parking lot. I opened the back door. Terry said, hello, I have someone here who wants to meet you. A little Maltese dog leaped towards me, held back only by his leash, so excited to see me. Frederick ran into my house. When I picked up little Frederick for the first time, I held him in my arms. He licked me on my chin and looked into my eyes. Hello, Daddy. What a fantastic way to start a new beginning, as Frederick and I wander through life together.
Aww. Okay, folks, you know, you gotta stack your vote. I want to see a million votes for that one. That's so sweet. And if you people are listening and you're not voting, you're heartless pigs. Thank you, Danny. Now that I try to drive everybody away from the podcast. I want to share a story. Speaking of midgets reading stories, there's this fairly short individual who works at the Kroger nearby. And, well, he's one of the baggers. And he screwed up again. I don't have my jerky. I don't have my Fiber One bars. I don't have my little packet of M&Ms. I don't have any of those because he didn't put the bag in. Every now and then, instead of putting the bag in the cart, they just slide to the side where you don't notice. And they, you know, hey, thank you. And they get in the thank you mode before you look. And it's, oh, they're going to put them all back on the shelf. Son of a bitch. So that's about like 15, 16, 20 bucks. I don't know how much. The problem is the receipt. I dropped it on the floor and sees paper and goes, hey, baby. Tore it to shreds, because she's a crazy baby. Yeah. So, I'm not going to Kroger for a while. I'm going to go to HEB, which is right across the street. There are like 5 grocery stores within walking distance here. I have my choice. So, my choice is Kroger. There you go. That's it. So, never trust Oh, speaking of not trusting people, do you know who the most trustworthy people in the country are? If you said North Dakotans, you're right. Unless you heard it from a North Dakotan, then you're taking them at their word. But they're trustworthy, so that's good. Here is TJ with his story.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, and this is the first installment of what I'm hoping will be an occasional series, Teenage Spy, called Mission the First, Getting Started. His dad was against it. But from an early age, Martin knew he had the right skills to become a spy. He was patient. He was observant. He could sit comfortably nearly anywhere for hours. He was almost the exact description someone would use to describe nondescript. At 16, he was just old enough to look a little young to be in a bar, but his first real piece of spy gear A fake ID covered that. His first undercover mission for himself. Sit in a bar until closing. Order a rum and coke. Don't get caught. 4 hours later, mission accomplished.
Ooh, we've got ourselves a series now. Cool, I like series. That means people will keep coming back instead of saying, oh, this 100-word change is stupid, I'm leaving. No, TJ would never leave. He's now a golden monkey. Golden monkeys don't leave? Really? Caleb left. Ellison left. I still see Ellison posting 100-word stories out there, but does he record them and send them in? No! What have I done? Do I call him? I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm so cold and confused. Wait, I hear someone using the litter box. I wonder who that is. I can't see. Therefore, it must be one of the baby panthers. Thank you, TJ. Next up we have Norval Joe. Yes, that Norval Joe. No, not the other one. This one. Here, let me... Blow that mouth organ. I mean harmonica.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 265 with a prompt of take two. Here's my story. Hosmer, Wendell, the two boys heard their mother call from across the forest meadow. It's time to go. The twins grabbed their gunny sacks, threw them over their shoulders, and raced through the ankle-high grass of the open field. What you got there, boys? Their father asked with a wry smile and a raised eyebrow. Wild lawn gnomes, Wendell said, as the boys tipped the stunned creatures from the bags. They rolled around in confusion and searched for their little red hats. Not again, their dad laughed. Well, take two or three of the biggest and throw the rest back. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Norval Joe. Cool. I'm enjoying how everybody is taking all the various options for topics and rearranging them and matching them together and coming up with cool stuff. Then there's Planet Z. I guess I'd better, it's like taking off a Band-Aid. You have to rip it real fast. And then all the hair that's stuck to it and your arm, has patches on it. Unless you don't have any hair on your arms because you've taken off too many Band-Aids. Oh, anyway. Here's Planet Z with his story. Don't say I didn't warn you.
Clarissa, she counts her thumbs. 1, 2... She has 2 thumbs. Clarissa smiles. Before the pills, she would sometimes count none, or 1, or 3, or thousands. The pills, the marvelous, magical pills, the doctors made her better with those marvelous pills. Green ones, pink ones, blue ones, black ones. So many pills, so many colors. She lines them up on the table by color, little rows of pills. She smiles and twiddles her thumbs, her 2 thumbs. 1, 2, she laughs. That's when she sees a pill slowly move. The pill moved on its own. Another pill moves, and another. Soon, all the pills are moving, weaving patterns of color on the table. She counts her thumbs. 1, 2, screaming, she jabs them deep into her eyes.
And there you have it, a bunch of stories about a huge list of topics. Thank you to everyone who was a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to authors' websites, the text of the stories, an archive of shows, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Until next week, when the topic will be bugs, this is Lawrence Simon saying, keep it brief.